Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3. Well, I don't know, man. Here we go. This is going to be a wild thing. Wild thing. What is that, man? Here we are, the pre-show for Tuesday, the 9th of July, 2019. And what a wild, what the fuck? Adam was in here today. There was nothing, we could not duplicate the problem last night. In other words, from last night to today, there was no fucking problem with the board. Yeah, I'm telling you. And such is the case for me as well. I have no fucking idea what happened. Other than to say we were getting no audio out of these two machines. Now, you know, I told him, I said, the funny part would be is you split and then I sit down in here and what do you know? We got a problem. Let me see. Okay, so that's two. All right. Anyway, welcome to our pre-show. This is for Tuesday the 19th. We're going to have a show from the 19th, Tuesday the 9th, right? From this is 2019. We're going to do a show from July 9th, 2018. And it's one of my favorites. We've done two of these shows, one back in the radio days and one last year. Bob Green dances at bachelorette parties. Bob Green, the owner of Fraser Foods, the grocery store. Thanks to the feedback I got from a lot of you guys on the podcast I did on Monday having to do with money and love and all that. It touched. Sometimes you do these things and people are out there and they go, you know, that's happening to me. So I'm grateful for that. I don't know. I never know what the popular mood is about anything, really. I mean, I generally do, but I don't do any shows based upon that. I don't really study it. Some people may, but even if you study what the general mood is or the general opinion may be about anything, even if you study that and you know what it is, then you have to affect a piece of entertainment around it, either a commentary or some comedy or a drama or whatever. Then you have to be good at that. So you have to be good at the research. You have to be good at pinpointing what it is. You have to be good at, and, I don't know anybody with the, you know, rare exceptions of cats like, you know, if you really focus on that, if you say, this is what my show is going to be about, what's it going to be about? It's going to be about current topicality. Then you can do it. But if you just do it every so often, like me, most of my shit just comes out of weird shit I see people do. And my experience and another person's experience could be wildly different. Some person is one end of town and sees one thing. I'm over here. I see another thing. They're seeing things that are entirely human, so am I, but they have nothing whatsoever to do with what's in the headlines of the newspaper, per se. Not that anybody reads one of, you know, newspapers these days. So, hence we have Bob Green, a grocery store owner, who also dances at bachelorette parties to music from Ultra Lounge. He dances to Caravan, which is one of those classic strip bar. We've all heard the quote, classic burlesque music, generally with the bass drum, you know. And then there's that one, there's Caravan, there's a couple of them. All of them archived, memorialized, or however you want to put it, on this Ultra Lounge CD series that was out 15, 20 years ago. Great stuff. Great stuff. Sam Butera, I believe, was his name, and his band, they played at the Sands. Maybe Keeley Smith, Keeley Smith. I started thinking about Keeley Smith and Louis Prima and all and that, but they didn't do strip bar music. They were more of a, you know, they did popular music and they did a lot of humor on stage. But so I got this scene. This is the greatest shit I ever heard in my life, and I could just see Bob Green in a 3-piece suit dancing for these women. What the fuck? It was weird. You know, who would think of that? I would. So that's what we're going to do today. But again, I thank you for your feedback. on what we did on our podcast for today, which is Monday. You're seeing this on Tuesday. I always have to get my shit together, right? Yeah, that's what we're seeing. Okay. Have I told you guys about my addiction to bubble gum? I think I have, but a lot of you have heard it. A lot of you guys in the pre-show have heard it because I'm totally fucking addicted to bubble gum. Totally. I don't know why. Probably the sugar. Here's Bubblicious. This is just a half-eaten pack of strawberry Bubblicious. Here's a killer, man. Hubba fucking Bubba. Hubba Bubba. Look at that. There's a little bit of green in the pack, so that's why you're not seeing it. Hubba Bubba has insane. They must have mad scientists or something coming up with their shit. Juicy Fruit has a bubble gum. Who would have thunk it, man? It's pretty good. It's almost too good. It's really fruity and sweet and all the shit we know Juicy Fruit to be. But it's like then another half intense. In other words, it's intense and then add another half of intensity. And then it's a bubble gum. And you're like, it's almost too much. You don't believe what's happening to you with this gum, right? Do I keep chewing it? Is it a meal? I mean, and then finally, my favorite, and I always leave this to the last. It's kind of funny. And it's in a green pack, so it's almost totally invisible here on our green screen, is Watermelon Bubblicious. This shit is it. This shit is it, okay? Watermelon Bubblicious. God damn. Usually, and I've already chewed a pack of Cherry Bubblicious. Is that right? Yeah. And I started in on this pack. No, I'm not even done with this. This is it. This is the Strawberry Bubblicious. Then the next one I'm going to chew is probably going to be Juicy Fruit to get that the fuck out of the way, because like I said, it's really fucking good. It's almost too good, and it sounds crazy, but it's so goddamn good. I don't want to chew it anymore. It's something's wrong there, man. Juicy Fruit did the smartest thing they could do. Their chewing gum is so fucking good and has traditionally been so goddamn good. You know Juicy Fruit. We all know Juicy Fruit. But so let's make a bubblegum. Guys like Henry went all in. So I just did the dumbest thing I could possibly do. I put a piece of bubblegum in my mouth and got a whole bunch of fucking talking I got to do. I'll save that for later.